From Press Communications, LLC, this is Jersey Shore Matters with Diane De Oliveira.
The YMCA of Greater Monmouth County continues to respond to the community's need during the pandemic and opened the first satellite COVID-19 vaccination site in New Jersey earlier this month. Good morning, I'm Diane De Oliveira, and joining me today is Y CEO Lori Goganzer. Thank you so much for your time, Lori.
Thank you so much for having me, Diane. It's such a pleasure to be back on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity to just share with everyone how the YMCA of Greater Monmouth County has been continuing to respond to the community's critical needs during this pandemic.
Well, the Y is teamed up with the Visiting Nurses Association of Central Jersey Community Health Centers to provide the COVID-19 vaccines to eligible Monmouth County residents. So tell us how this all came about.
Yeah, so let me just start with this. The YMCA of Greater Monmouth County is the leading nonprofit charity that strengthens individuals, families, and communities throughout Monmouth County and even beyond. We also service parts of Ocean County and Middlesex County, and we have been a force for good in our community for about 147 years. So we have been around a while, and folks don't always think of the Y for being a charity. They oftentimes think of us as a place to work out, a place to go swimming, but we are so much more than just a swim in a gym. We connect people of all ages, no matter what their background. So whatever your income, your ethnicity, no matter who you are welcome at the YMCA. And this is an example we want to share with everyone today, how we bring people together to really bridge gaps in the needs for the needs in the community. And this has never been more evident than during this COVID-19 health crisis, I'll tell you that. So since the pandemic hit last year, our YMCA has been responding to the vital needs in the communities we serve with everything from essential child care, mental health support, even providing meals to struggling families and individuals. And our latest community initiative, as you said, is hosting a COVID-19 vaccination site at our Red Bank Family YMCA facility in partnership with the VNX Central Jersey Community Health Centers. So this partnership has just been amazing. We transformed our facility to become a vaccination site. We actually opened up in early January, and really it was an effort to help meet the urgent need to get as many people vaccinated as soon as possible. And the Red Bank Family Y is actually the very first satellite vaccination site in New Jersey, outside of being a healthcare facility. And we are so pleased to be teaming up with the VNA to help them expand their reach as well to serve Monmouth County residents in this critical time. So
Lori, is it the Moderna vaccine that is being offered at that site?
Yes, it's the Moderna. We're doing about 130 Moderna vaccines a day. And we've, at this point in time at the YMCA, we have vaccinated over 1,500 people. We're also doing COVID-19 testing, which that started back in May. And we have really, I think we've tested over 1,400 people through that effort as well. But the Moderna vaccination is what's administered. Like I said, we've administered about 130, but our goal is to administer about 500 a day if we can get our vaccine.
Sure. Now, is that being impacted because of the shortage nationwide? Obviously, the federal government is ordering more vaccines, but it could be a few more weeks. Is that having an impact? Is there a waiting list currently?
Yeah, this certainly is an impact. I think all of New Jersey is challenged. The country is being challenged in this one. But getting our hands on vaccinations, I know that the VNA is working diligently to try and get more. But it's really based on supply. And I know we're on the wait list for it.
Lori, as far as the first doses, so you mentioned how many you've been doing a week, the Y and the VNA. Is that the first round only? Have any second round shots been given yet?
Yeah, we're still in the first round. We've actually been able to support, you know, the different categories or phases that that have been released. So phase 1A, 1B, so the healthcare workers have gone through, and now we're at the 1B stage for those who are 65 and up, or 64 or less with underlying health conditions. So we're just following those orders the best we can, but we have not yet gotten to the second shot.
As far as registering, it's appointment only, correct?
Yeah. So typically this vaccine process, first of all, start off, it is free and it is by appointment only. It takes about 30 minutes. And that 30-minute time slot includes about a 15-minute observation period after you receive the shot. So essentially, you would reach out to the VNA directly. That's the organization that is administering the shot. The YMCA is simply the host location. So to make an appointment, you need to contact the VNA, and you can go to their website, vnachc.org.
Okay. And again, did you say there was a waiting list? I'm sorry. Or what? How long can people expect to hear before they are confirmed for an appointment?
I'm not really sure right now. I know that it's been backed up. So if they reach out, I think probably within a week's time, they might be able to get in. But I think that has a lot to do with the line and demand at the moment. I know that it's been a flurry for Chris Rand, as the CEO of the Community Health Centers. He's been a great partner with us, and the VNA is going as fast as they can. And, you know, when you think about what opportunities there are, you also have the testing. So we can't forget that there are still folks out there that want to be tested. And if anyone listening in is on that list of folks that would love to be tested, that lives in the Monmouth County area, Red Bank area, the YMCA is doing that as well. And if you're experiencing any COVID-like symptoms, contact the VNA and get an appointment. And again, you can come right to the YMCA. It's all takes place outside. So you could actually drive up, bike up, or walk up to get a COVID test at the Red Bank Family YMCA.
I think that's fantastic. Not everybody has transportation, but if you can, get your bike, get up there or walk up there, that's super to know. I just want to remind our listeners, if you are just tuning in, I'm Diane De Oliveira, and joining me this morning is Lori Goganzer. She is the CEO of the Y of Greater Monmouth County, and we're just talking about how the Y's Red Bank location has become the first COVID-19 vaccination site in New Jersey, satellite site, I should say. You mentioned earlier that obviously the YMCA does much more and is much more than just a place where you go and work out. You have so many other programs that you've been offering for the community throughout the beginning of this pandemic until now. One of the things that you offer is help for children who are remote learning. That is such a challenge, not only for the kids, the teachers, but the parents as well. So do you want to just go into some of the other ways that the Y is helping the community in the pandemic besides the vaccinations and the COVID testing?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking that question. I would say, starting off with the YMCA, this strengthens foundations of community. So at the very core of who we are, we want to help strengthen community and support families and individuals, no matter who you are, no matter what your background. And when the pandemic hit, we quickly pivoted on our normal business, traditional business model. We've always been here to serve community, but at this particular time, we converted our locations to community resource centers so that we could better support families and seniors and those who count on the YMCA. So you talked about it a second ago. The childcare piece was a huge response for us. Families are relying on the Y. They still needed to get to work. When the pandemic first hit, we knew that only essential workers could be out there. These are folks who are working at hospitals, first doctors, responders. We quickly pivoted our normal traditional childcare model to an emergency childcare format, and we were able to serve families in that category with nurses on site in a very safe way. This was due for any childcare provider to serve children during a pandemic. So that was our initial step. And then as we worked with our partners in the school districts, we realized, okay, we're getting into summer. We're going to have to provide our summer camp. And how are we going to do that safely? We figured that out. And then, boom, here's the new school year. And it's this hybrid schedule. It's this crazy. Kids are doing virtual learning. Some days they're home. Some days they're in school. How can we support working families? So we again pivoted, and we created a new program. We called it the Y Academy, and it's really for virtual learners. So it really was there to solve the childcare dilemma for working parents whose children are doing a hybrid schedule. We started it this past fall, the start of the school year. We used our facilities in Red Bank, Freehold, and Freehold Borough, and we essentially said, look, we're going to help the students log on in the morning. Kids K through 6 can come to the Y. We're still offering this service if anyone needs it, but we're setting up virtual classrooms for kids K through 6. We provide the academic support, plus it's safe. We physically distance the children. We do activities that help them stay active, kind of reduce their stress as well, but at the same time achieve the academic priorities that these kids have with their schools and their parents. So our schedules are flexible. We're there 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, but we do offer flexible schedules. on the number of days or the hours a person, a family might require. But we are certainly happy to provide this service. Again, this was just a real quick, how do we help the families right now during this crazy, unique time? We're doing about all these locations. We're serving about 165 children a day through the Y Academy.
Wow. So yeah, I was going to ask you, how much of an increase have you seen since, you know, last March up until this point?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been an interesting road for us because this is brand new. We've never been doing child care for school-age kids with academic virtual school before now. So, you know, we're looking at growth. We've seen the numbers at least triple since we started in March. So we're happy to serve in this capacity. You know, the other piece that's important, very important to our work, is the mental health side.
Yes.
So, you know, it's about that spirit, mind, and body, right? So how can we support the mental health, the behavioral health of our families and children as well? And we couple that initiative with our child care program so that, again, the stress and anxiety that these children are going through, we're trying to help them work through that as well. And we know that with this mental health crisis, health crisis, that mental health is the issues are on the rise. And we're seeing that right now. There's so much more stress and anxiety.
Right. And that's across the board, not only just in children, but parents as well, or everybody's dealing with this.
Absolutely. You know, people are dealing with job loss. You know, they're seeing a loss of friends and families due to COVID. They have so much more social isolation than we've seen ever before. And the YMCA is really here to help support individuals, no matter who you are, through your mental behavioral health struggles. You know, the YMCA continues to provide these services, even though we're in a pandemic. So we have shifted, again, this pivot, this idea of how are we still serving. We're still doing in-person sessions where we can, but we've also shifted to a telehealth model so that folks can get the care they need virtually. And that's been one of the major changes for our YMCA, and it's been really successful. The numbers continue to grow. And, you know, the YMCA of Greater Monmouth County is one of only a handful of YMCAs in the state that offers this level of extensive counseling and social services. So I'm proud to be part of this organization. Since the pandemic hit, our counseling and social services team has provided nearly 70,000 mental health interactions, both in person and via telehealth. So we've been busy, and I'm going to predict that the next pandemic is probably going to be related to mental health in society. It's really a scary road we're going down right now.
Sure. Even with just the healthcare professionals alone who have been dealing with this firsthand and the first responders.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we support all individuals. I mean, you know, we're even trying to help support local police departments through collaborations in the county to really just get folks the support they need. But if anybody is listening in and they're looking for some support in mental behavioral health, you know, you could contact us on our website, ymcanj.org. You can find out how to reach us. And if anyone's having an emergency, my goodness, call 911. Please don't know you have to be alone in this. We're here to support you.
Lori, we're almost out of time. We have about a minute and a half left. I know you have a lot of volunteers. If somebody wants to help out or wants to get involved, or if there is somebody who needs your services, I know you just gave the website, but what are you encouraging people to do?
Okay, so listen, the YMCA is an opportunity for everybody. So we need help. You know, we have been so busy with food distribution, collecting food boxes and distributing meals. We've served over 20,000 meals so far throughout Monmouth County, and we need support. We need help with getting those boxes prepared and doing the distribution sites with us. We are doing blood drives all the time. We've collected right now over 600 almost 50 pints of blood, which means we've saved close to 2,000 lives. Give blood. We open up our locations for those opportunities. We're doing baby pantries. Right now, we've given over 50,000 diapers, wipes, and other baby essentials to families in need. We need people in the community to come help us, help the YMCA better support the community. The volunteers that have stepped up over the past year have been tremendous and have really helped us make all of this possible. We rely on them. Since 2020 started, we've logged over 1,400 hours of volunteers just rolling up their sleeves and getting active and supporting the Y. So we call this YMCA Togetherhood. If you want to get involved and volunteer and be part of the YMCA Togetherhood program, just go to our website, ymcanj.org/togetherhood, and sign up. We need your help because the YMCA is not a Y simply just in the community. We are a YMCA for the community. So by getting involved, you're helping us make an impact in the lives of our victims. Thank you.
Lori, thank you so much. That's Lori Goganzer. She is the CEO of the YMCA of Greater Monmouth County. I appreciate your time. Thanks for all the work you've been doing, and please stay safe.
Yes, Diane, thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate it, and we're happy to be serving.
You can hear Jersey Shore Matters with Diane D'Olivera every Sunday morning on Press Communications, LLC.